Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1459. 5 Ways to Make Weight Loss Easier Through Nutrition, Part 1, by Aidan Muir of idealnutrition.com.au. And I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook. Don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we do this very same thing. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. Now, today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate, so as usual, I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. Oh, and today's article is from a new author for the show. I'll tell you all about Aidan right after the reading. So for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 5 Ways to Make Weight Loss Easier Through Nutrition, Part 1, by Aidan Muir of idealnutrition.com.au. I have been a dietitian for around 5 years now. Throughout this journey, a large percentage of my clients have been those who are looking to lose weight, and there is a ton of stuff I have learned along the way. There is no secret to all of this. Most people would benefit from more knowledge, but that alone is not the answer. No individual behavior change strategy will be suitable for everybody either. No mindset hack will work for everybody. But what I will try to cover in this post are 5 key things that are universal and that will help most people, regardless of what strategy you are using for weight loss. Higher protein intake. Per calorie, protein is the most satisfying macronutrient. Per gram, that title goes to fat because fat has 9 calories per gram, and protein only has 4 calories per gram. We care about satisfaction per calorie more than per gram. This is because we are working backwards from the goal of a calorie deficit, so we are trying to make that as easy as possible. Increasing protein intake obviously still adds calories, just like any other macronutrient. And arguably, that could be counter to the goal of weight loss. But if you are going to have, say, X amount of calories regardless, and you are coming from a lower protein intake, it would make sense to increase that as a percentage of your total calories. For example, somebody who gets 15% of their calories from protein each day while trying to lose weight might find the process easier if they increased it to 35 to 40%. This will leave a person feeling fuller, which makes it easier to eat fewer calories. Protein also has a higher thermic effect. Now, this is not a massive percentage of your total daily energy expenditure, but it does make fat loss a little easier. Maintaining more muscle mass also has some advantages. Muscle helps to keep your basal metabolic rate slightly higher, but not as dramatically as some make it seem. And it could also carry over to higher total daily energy expenditure through other factors, like more calories being burned through exercise. Higher protein intake during a calorie deficit makes it easier to retain more muscle. And this obviously has benefits beyond what I just mentioned. Higher fiber. Fiber is strongly linked with satisfaction as well. The reason for this is because fiber slows digestion. Soluble fiber can also absorb water, which further adds volume and tells your body that you are fuller. Beyond just appetite management, there's a pretty strong correlation between fiber intake and overall positive health outcomes. Obviously, if fiber is taken to an extreme, it's likely to cause gastrointestinal issues like bloating and gas. But as a general rule, it's probably a good idea to slowly build up to the recommended daily fiber intake. To put some numbers on it, standard recommendations for dietary fiber each day are 25 grams for women and 35 grams for men. Another good guideline is 10 to 15 grams of fiber for every 1,000 calories consumed. You could argue for increasing daily fiber intake above these recommendations, but basically, I think it's worth finding a sweet spot where you get minimal GI symptoms while also reaping the benefits of fiber. Volume eating. Volume eating is eating larger volumes of lower calorie foods. This could mean either eating the same number of calories but more food, or fewer calories with the same amount of food. You can see how this would help with weight loss. Because you are eating more food and feeling more full while still eating fewer calories, you're going to achieve a calorie deficit for weight loss. Now, you're probably noticing a common theme with these tips. A lot of them are based on the idea of managing your appetite. If you feel satisfied on lower calories, it makes it easier to stick to. That being said, if you plan on losing a significant amount of weight, hunger is likely going to be a part of the process. You can implement all these strategies, but if you are either in a large calorie deficit or just an extended one where you get significantly leaner, you are likely to experience hunger at some stage regardless. Part of the process involves embracing a little bit of hunger. A little bit of hunger does not mean starving yourself. It's okay to experience a bit of hunger occasionally, and these strategies are just to help avoid that hunger from becoming excessive. Finding the sweet spot between flexibility versus rigidity. When people come to see me asking for a meal plan, there are two common lines that stand out to me. One, I want a lot of variety so I don't get bored. And two, I want my food to taste good so that it's easy to stick to. I have a bit of a thought experiment for you though. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, 5 Ways to Make Weight Loss Easier Through Nutrition by Aidan Muir of idealnutrition.com.au. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, Ideal Nutrition is an in-person and online dietitian service based in Brisbane. Their biggest specialty is body composition improvement, with a focus on helping people gain muscle or lose fat. And today's author, Aidan, is a dietitian who prides himself on staying up to date with evidence-based approaches to dietetic intervention. Come by idealnutrition.com.au for a lot more, and thank you to the Ideal Nutrition team for letting us share their work. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I really appreciated that Aidan talked about the importance of embracing hunger feelings when trying to lose weight. It seems like he and I have had similar experiences when it comes to patients that want to manage their weight. It may come with the expectation that weight loss will happen without much discomfort. Now, I'm going to level with you. Like with any behavior change, discomfort is part of the process. Anytime we do something different, whether it's increasing the intensity of our workouts, putting more money into our savings accounts instead of spending it, or replacing a cookie with an extra serving of broccoli, discomfort is part of the process. Same goes for weight loss. Feeling some slight hunger as a form of discomfort is very natural and normal. In fact, when it comes to weight loss, a little bit of hunger usually means you're on the right track. And notice, I keep saying slight or a little bit of hunger. If you feel like you're starving and feel tired all the time, that's very different and not the ideal. But experiencing a little bit of hunger is okay. The good news is it's temporary. Your body will soon adapt to this decreased calorie intake and the hunger feelings will slowly go away. We just kind of have to push past that little bit of discomfort until that happens. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. And don't forget, I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.